kadang saya merasa di antara dua dunia.
A woman speaks in Indonesian.
Wow.
She talks about a personal experience. Another woman transcribes the vowels of your sentence and reads them back to her. Other people repeat.
A little bit loud.
Similar action.
Ik vind het leuk om in het publiek te spreken, maar ik vind het eng om de opnames daarvan terug te luisteren.
That's the same.
So,
I'm gonna say.
You said something before
about the talking. Yeah, but I was, you know, I have to make one sentence.
A woman once told me that when she was a child in Suriname, she was speaking Dutch to her mother, but her mother responded back to her in Surinamese, refusing to talk in Dutch. The daughter seemed to be a channel of a different kind of communication. She was listening in Surinamese, translating in her mind or thinking in Dutch in her mind, responding back in Dutch.
Okay, for me it's really hard to be really concrete in one sentence because I have so many thoughts and I want to learn to make them concrete.
eat, eat.
Ik wil een gesprek kunnen voeren met een man zonder dat ik meteen een woedeaanval krijg.
Wat
een woedeaanval?
Woede.
Een boze
aanval. Transcribing the vowels requires careful listening.
I I e e e a u a I e e u a.
It's like you adjust to a new kind, to a new language. You learn again.
I'm only talking about.
That's my language.
So can it just be any?
Okay. Okay, wait. I don't know what to say now. Όταν μιλάω έξω.
These people communicate in a different level. Their dialogue reveals other aspects of our communication that is based. On how our sentences sound like and not what they mean. This episode talks about different ways of communication, like based on vowels, creating a channel and a bridge between us that doesn't depend only on rationality and arguments that make sense, but connects another layer in our brain, in our mind, with these people.